Unit 18, Test 1.
Section 1.
Number 1. It took him 4 years to finish writing the book.
Number 2. She is taller than any other girl in the class.
Number 3. What about going to the Palace Museum this Saturday?
Number 4. Li Ming didn't see the film, and Wang Gang didn't either.
Number 5. I'm looking for the pen I just bought.
Section 2. Number 6. What's his father?
Number 7. What's the date today?
Number 8. Would you mind opening the window?
Number 9. What would you prefer to do?
Number 10. Could I speak to Pat, please? Section 3.
Hello, is Betty home?
I'm sorry, she is out at the moment.
When she comes back, would you please give her this note and ask her to ring me as soon as possible?
Sure. What's your telephone number, please?
055-2408.
And your name, please?
Lucy.
I'll leave the note on her desk and tell her to ring you up.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Not at all. Goodbye.
Hello, is Betty home?
I'm sorry, she is out at the moment.
When she comes back, would you please give her this note and ask her to ring me as soon as possible?
Sure. What's your telephone number, please?
055-2408.
And your name, please?
Lucy.
I'll leave the note on her desk and tell her to ring you up.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Not at all. Goodbye.
Before we start today's lesson, let me remind you of something. You're not allowed to touch or move any machine or equipment before I say, yes, you can. Do you know the reason?
I guess it's because they're easily damaged.
Quite right.
Are they very expensive?
Yes, indeed. If you are unclear about how to use them, come to me for help, okay?
Yes.
Before we start today's lesson, let me remind you of something. You're not allowed to touch or move any machine or equipment before I say, yes, you can. Do you know the reason?
I guess it's because they're easily damaged.
Quite right.
Are they very expensive?
Yes, indeed. If you are unclear about how to use them, come to me for help, okay?
Yes.
As you know, the audio-visual educational method is a modern way of teaching. What's the advantage of this method?
It's a very important tool in modern education. It helps foreign language learners learn faster and better.
You are right. Every Wednesday afternoon is the time you use them. From 2 o'clock to 5:30, I'll be here with you. You may choose whatever machine you like, but remember, you must learn how to use it properly before you begin to operate it.
Do we have to pay for the loss if we damage something?
You have to pay the damages only if you damage it on purpose.
Thank goodness. Otherwise, we dare not touch them.
As you know, the audio-visual educational method is a modern way of teaching. What's the advantage of this method?
It's a very important tool in modern education. It helps foreign language learners learn faster and better.
You are right. Every Wednesday afternoon is the time you use them. From 2 o'clock to 5:30, I'll be here with you. You may choose whatever machine you like, but remember, you must learn how to use it properly before you begin to operate it.
Do we have to pay for the loss if we damage something?
You have to pay the damages only if you damage it on purpose.
Thank goodness. Otherwise, we dare not touch them. Test 2. Passage 1. Knowing what to do in case of fire is important. If a fire broke out in your home, what would you do? First, you should warn everyone in the house about the danger. Don't be nervous and start screaming. Be calm and act fast. Second, you and all the others should get out of the house. Don't stop to take belongings with you. Once you're out of the house, stay out. Do not go back for any reason. Finally, when you are out of the house, call the firefighters. Don't try to put out the fire yourself. That can be very dangerous. Knowing what to do in case of fire is important. If a fire broke out in your home, what would you do? First, you should warn everyone in the house about the danger. Don't be nervous and start screaming. Be calm and act fast. Second, you and all the others should get out of the house. Don't stop to take belongings with you. Once you're out of the house, stay out. Do not go back for any reason. Finally, when you're out of the house, call the firefighters. Don't try to put out the fire yourself. That can be very dangerous.
Passage 2. The Great Fire of London started in the very early hours of September 1666. In 4 days, it destroyed more than three-quarters of the old city, where most of the houses were wooden and close together. 100,000 people became homeless, but only a few lost their lives. The fire started on Sunday morning in the house of the King's Baker in Pudding Lane. The baker, with his wife and family, was able to get out through a window in the roof. A strong wind blew the fire from the bakery into a small hotel next door. Then it spread quickly into Thames Street. That was the beginning. By 8 o'clock, 300 houses were on fire. On Monday, nearly a kilometer of the city was burning along the River Thames. Tuesday was the worst day. The fire destroyed many well-known buildings. The fire stopped only when the king finally ordered people to destroy hundreds of buildings in the path of the fire. With nothing left to burn, the fire became weak and finally died out. The fire caused great pain and loss, but after it, London was a better place, a city for the future and not just of the past. The Great Fire of London started in the very early hours of September 1666. In 4 days, it destroyed more than three-quarters of the old city, where most of the houses were wooden and close together. 100,000 people became homeless, but only a few lost their lives. The fire started on Sunday morning in the house of the King's Baker in Pudding Lane. The baker, with his wife and family, was able to get out through a window in the roof. A strong wind blew the fire from the bakery into a small hotel next door. Then it spread quickly into Thames Street. That was the beginning. By 8 o'clock, 300 houses were on fire. On Monday, nearly a kilometer of the city was burning along the River Thames. Tuesday was the worst day. The fire destroyed many well-known buildings. The fire stopped only when the king finally ordered people to destroy hundreds of buildings in the path of the fire. With nothing left to burn, the fire became weak and finally died out. The fire caused great pain and loss, but after it, London was a better place, a city for the future and not just of the past.